And life is a lot of fun, isn't it?
这个基督徒的生活也是充满很多喜乐的。
Nothing boring about the Christian life.
基督徒生活应该是非常非常充满趣乐。
And I am glad that I became a Christian.
我很高兴在这里和大家在一起，和基督徒们在一起。
Do you know where that happened?
你们知道发生了什么吗？
Where I became a Christian?
你们知道我在哪里成为基督徒的吗？
In Shanghai.
在上海。
I was a teenager.
当时我十多岁。
And after Germany lost the war in 1945.
当1942年德国战败的时候。
I came in a very dark, depressive period of my life.
当时我的生命中就进入了一段非常沮丧、非常黑暗的时期。
I could see no future ahead of me.
我觉得我这辈子前面就没有指望了。
And when people came to me and said, God is the answer to your problems, I did not believe them.
所以当有人来到我这里告诉我说，上帝、神才是你生命的答案，我不相信他。
My father had preached that for many years.
我的父亲传讲福音也很多年了。
And I thought that's good for the Chinese, but not for me.
我觉得这个福音对中国人是有好处的，但是对我没有用。
But I felt God had allowed my life to be ruined.
我觉得神就允许我的这一生被毁掉。
There was nothing to live for.
那你没有什么值得我可以继续
活下去的。I was only 14 years old.
那时我才只是14岁。
And then one day, I came in contact with the Word of God.
但有一天我读到了神的话语。
I was attending a conference, a youth meeting.
当时有一个青年人的特会。
I did not want to go, but my father made me go.
我开始不想去的，但是我父亲就促使我去。
I did not like it at all.
我其实一点不喜欢那天的这场会议。
And when I got into that church where they had the meeting, it was filled with young people.
当我去到那个教会的时候，满场都是年轻人。
And I sat right in the very, very back.
我就是坐在最后面那个地方。
And there was a big pillar, a big post.
当时也有又是很大的一个柱子。
And I kind of sat behind it so I could hide myself.
所以我有点像躲在那个柱子后面。
I didn't want anything to do with what was going on.
因为我不想对于当时那个特会，我不想跟他们有任何关系。
It was in English.
当时是一个英文的聚会。
And I was not very good in English.
那个时候我的英文也还没有那么好。
And it was about Christian things, and I thought that's not the answer for me.
所以他们也是讲一些基督教的内容，对我来讲也没有什么用。
But they had a chorus sheet.
但是他们有一个诗歌本。
And then underneath the choruses, they had a verse of scripture.
然后在那个诗歌本的下面呢，有一句经文。
And I looked at that verse.
然后我就看着那句经文。
I had never seen it in English before.
我以前从来没有在英文用英文读过这句经文。
But the minute I saw it, I translated it in my mind in German.
所以我一读到它，我在心里就把它翻译成德文。
Was hilfest der Menschen, wenn er die ganze Welt gewinne und nehme doch Schaden an seiner Seele.
Was the one you recited earlier?
神爱世人，
不是啊。Mark 8:36.
Okay. 马可福音
第
八章三十六节。
And you all know that verse, don't you? Huh? Do you? Memorize it.
Okay, 我们要把这句经文给背下来。马可福音八章。
What should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world but lose his own soul?
人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
And God spoke to me through that verse of scripture.
所以神就通过这句经文对我心里说话。
I didn't hear anything that the preacher said.
所以当时这个牧师说的所有的话我都没有听见。
I didn't hear anything else.
我也没有听见任何其他的话语。
But the verse from God's word spoke to my heart.
但是神的话那个时候就说到我心里了。
And God was saying to me, what good is it if you attain all the riches, all the honors, everything in life, but your soul is lost?
神对我说，如果你哪怕就得到了世界上一切的财富，一切的荣誉，但是你的灵魂丧失了，有什么益处呢？
God says, even if you win the world, but lose your soul, what good is it?
神说，你就是赢得全世界，但是赔掉你的灵魂，又有什么好处呢？
And for a whole hour that God, I heard God's voice speak to my heart.
所以有整整一个小时，我就听见神的声音对着我的心里说话。
I had no answer to give.
而且我又没有办法回答这句话。
And that night when I went home,
那天晚上我回家之后，
I made my decision.
我下了一个决心。
I was sitting in a bathtub when it happened.
当时我是坐在浴室里。
I didn't go forward in a church.
我没有在教会里回应别人的呼召。
I did not seek out a counselor or a pastor.
我也没有去找牧师或者一些导师来陪谈。
I listened to what God was saying to me.
我直接听到神对我说话。
And God said, if you do not make a decision tonight, you probably never will.
神说，如果你今天晚上不做一个决定的话，也许你再也不会有这个机会。
And I'm so glad that night I said, yes, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
所以那天晚上我就说了，是的，主耶稣，到我心里来吧。
I need you.
我需要你。
I need you more than anything else.
我需要你超过一切。
And he came in.
他就进来了。
How do I know?
我怎么知道的呢？
Because my life was changed.
因为我的生命从此就改变了。
It seemed like a big burden had rolled off my heart and I was free.
就好像我心里面的一个大的负担卸下了，我感到非常的自由。
The next morning I woke up.
第二天早上我醒来的时候。
And my brother and I were sharing a bedroom.
当时我和我的弟弟还是哥哥？
弟弟。
弟弟。我和我弟弟是同睡一间房。
And I went to the window.
然后我走到窗前。
And I listened to birds sing.
那我就听见鸟在唱歌。
Now tell me, have you met many teenagers that get up in the morning and listen to birds sing?
告诉我，你们见过一个年轻的十几岁的孩子，小男孩跑到窗前听鸟唱歌吗？
I never have.
我从来没有遇到过。
And I still don't do it now.
我现在也不会这样做。
But I thought, wow, this is a wonderful world we are living in.
但那天早上我就觉得说，哇，这真是一个美好的世界。
And then I looked over where my brother was sleeping, and he had some dirty shoes right there next to the bed.
然后我就看见我弟弟的床下有一双这个很脏的鞋子。
And I said, you know, I'm going to clean his shoes.
我就说，我今天就把这个鞋子给洗干净。
How can a 哥哥 do this for his 弟弟? It should be the other way around.
应该弟弟给哥哥做才对。
So I picked up his shoes and I started brushing and my brother woke up.
所以我就拿起他的这双鞋开始洗刷，然后我弟弟就醒过来了。
He said, what are you doing?
他说，你在干什么呀？
I said, I'm cleaning shoes.
他说，我在帮你把这个鞋子弄干净。
He said, those are my shoes.
他说，这是我的鞋子。
I said, I know.
他说，我知道啊。
And he looked at me, he says, are you crazy?
他就说，你疯了吗？
No, I was happy to do it.
他说，我很开心地在做这件事。
See, when you become a Christian, it seems like everything has become new.
所以当你成为一个基督徒的时候，一切都是新的了。
That was in 1945.
那是1945年。
And these have been wonderful years in my life.
那从那之后，这些年都是我生命中非常美好的年份。
And God has blessed me more than I ever could have imagined.
神超过我想象的一直在祝福我。
I have seen the world.
我看遍了全世界。
Over 100 countries.
超过100多个国家。
And the Lord has called me into serving him in preaching the gospel.
而神又呼召我来 服侍他来传讲神的福音。
And what a privilege.
这是何等的荣幸。
And to celebrate these wonderful days with you is again a reminder of how blessed we feel today.
而和大家一起来庆祝这样的日子，也是提醒我们，我们生活在怎样的一个世界。
I mentioned yesterday that my father and mother would be thrilled if they could see this kind of a service.
所以我昨天也说到，如果我的父母还在世的话，他们见到这样的一个场景，他们会何等的喜乐。
To hear a choir sing, "How great thou art!"
听到这诗班在唱神何等的伟大。
It just fills your heart with great joy.
然后你心中就充满了那极大的喜乐。
So I want to thank you again for allowing me to spend this weekend with you.
所以我要谢谢大家，让我这个周末和大家在一起度过。
Now, tonight I'm going to change subjects a little bit.
所以今天晚上我要稍微改一下这个题目。
And if you have Bibles, I hope you have Bibles.Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
所以大家如果有圣经的话，希望你们都有，打开提摩太书，提摩太前书。
Yes. And we'll read verse 5.
我们一起来读第一章的第五节。
The goal of this command is love.Which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
Let's look at it again.
让我们再看一眼这句经文。
The goal of this command is love.Which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
这命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
Our coming together has nothing to do with us, it has all to do with Him.
我们来到一起相聚这是不关乎我们的，而是完全是关乎上帝的。
Because we have experienced the love of God in our own lives.
因为我们每个人在我们自己的生命中，都曾经经历了神的爱。
We have experienced how God accepted us, even though we were far away from Him.
我们都经历了，虽然我们每个人曾经都离他很远，但是神还是接纳了我们。
And he brought us into his kingdom.
他把我们带入到他的国度里。
And he gave us eternal life.
他给了我们永生。
He gave us hope.
他给了我们期望。
He gave us joy.
给了我们喜乐。
He gave us a new perspective on life.
给我们对整个生命有了一个完全不一样的观点。
We experienced God's love.
我们都经历了神的爱。
And now God wants us also to become expressors of this love towards others.
那现在呢，神都期望我们每一个人也能够把这份爱给带出来。
Jesus was asked by a lawyer, "What is the greatest commandment?"
当时有一个律法师来问耶稣，这个最大的诫命是什么？
Do you remember the answer Jesus gave?
你们还记得当时耶稣是怎么回答的吗？
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
就是要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的主、你的神。
And you need to love your neighbor as yourself.
那其次就是要爱人如己。
He says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the scriptures.
这些是这律法的总纲。
Loving.
爱。
The goal of this command is love.
所以这个命令的总纲、总归就是爱。
How do you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind?
你怎么样尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的神呢？
You know, I've thought about this a lot.
你知道我常常想这些事，想这件事。
And one day God gave me some thoughts.
所以有一天神给了我一些念头。
And I have used those same thoughts every single day in my life.
而从那之后，我每天都想起这些念头。
In fact, I wake up with that every morning.
实际上每天早上我都会想。
How can I love God?
我怎么样爱神呢？
With all of my heart.
尽心尽意的。
How do I love him with my heart?
怎么样用我的心去爱神？
I have to have a pure heart.
我首先必须要有一个纯洁的心。
Because if I don't have a pure heart, I cannot come into the presence of God.
如果我没有一个纯洁清洁的心，我是不可能来到神的面前的。
Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."
耶稣说，清心的人有福了，因为他们要见到神。
When my heart is pure before God, then I can have contact with Him.
当我的心是清洁的时候，我就可以与他面对面了。
So I pray every morning, Lord, I want to love you with all of my heart. I want to have a pure heart. Make my heart pure.
所以每天早上我都会向神说，神啊，我要用心来爱你，请你使我的心清洁。
How can I love God with all of my soul?
那怎么样用我的全心灵来爱神呢？
You know, when I thought of David,
那时候我就想到了大卫。
When David wrote that wonderful Psalm 63,
当大卫写下诗篇第六十三篇的时候，
He said, "My soul thirsts for you."
他当时就说，我的心是渴慕神。
Are we thirsty for God?
我们渴慕神吗？
That's what he likes.
那这就是他当时就是这样的。
And I wake up in the morning and I say, Lord, I want to have a thirsty soul.
所以他就是说，我要早上就想起了神，我要切切的来寻求。
You have living water.
你有生命的活水。
I want to drink of that living water.
我要饮那生命的活水。
Lord, I don't feel thirsty this morning.
从今早上我没有这么觉得渴慕。
Lord, I want to be thirsty.
但求你帮助我成为那么渴慕。
Because I want to love you with all of my soul.
因为我要用全心灵的来爱你。
I want to love you with my mind.
怎么样用我们的思想来爱他？
I need to have a transformed mind.
我必须要更新我的意念。
I need to have a mind that thinks like the Lord Jesus did.
我必须要有耶稣基督的心意。
In Philippians 2 we read, Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书二章里面有说，让我们有这样的一个基督的心。
Lord, transform my mind.
神会更新我的意念。
How can my mind be transformed?
那我的意念怎么样会被更新呢？
It can be transformed only through the word of God.
只有通过神的话语。
And when I have God's word put thoughts into my mind, then I begin to think like God thinks and like Christ thought.
当我让神的话语来放进入我的脑海，我就开始会想着神的心意。
I want to love God.
我渴望爱神。
Because that's where everything starts.
这就是一切的开始。
The goal of this command is love.
所以这个命令的总归就是爱。
This has helped me a great deal.
这个曾经一直在帮助我，帮助着我。
You know, I thought, will I remember tomorrow morning the same thing?
我就会想说，我明天早上我会想着同样的事吗？
Will I forget?
我会忘记吗？
But you know, when I started this a few years ago.
那我这样子是几年前开始这样做的。
I said to myself, Lord, tomorrow morning when I wake up, I want to have that thought in my mind.
所以我就会对神说，主啊，明天早上我醒来的时候，我期望有这样的念头。
And you know, the Lord loves to answer prayers like that.
你知道神是很喜欢回应这样的祷告的。
And so the Lord woke me up.
所以早上是神把我唤醒的。
And that thought was right there.
然后那样的意念真的就是在我的心中。
Loving God with all of your heart and soul and mind.
就是尽心尽性 敬意的去爱神。
And the next day was the same thing, and the next day the same.
然后之后每天都是这样。
And after a while, this was a very natural thing. The first thought in my mind was that in the morning.
所以一段时间以后，每天早上这就成为很自然而然会有的一个念头了。
And our relationship with God always starts at that point.
那我们跟神的关系就是从这样一点开始的。
He first loved us, but we then also respond to him in love.
他先爱了我们，我们也以爱来回应他。
And I must never forget this.
我们千万永远不能忘记这一点。
And here Paul writes to Timothy.
所以这里保罗是在给提摩太写这封书信。
Timothy was being tasked with a very important responsibility in Ephesus.
当时在这个以弗所，提摩太有很重要的一个责任。
He wanted him to set things in order that were kind of disturbed.
他要帮助那里的教会把一些东西给处理好。
And so Paul starts encouraging Timothy to begin with the basics of the Christian life.
所以保罗就教导提摩太怎么样过好一个基督徒的生活。
And he starts with talking about the love of God.
所以他就是从神的爱开始讲的。
And then he quickly turns.In terms of how we can also love him.
然后他就转过来提说，我们怎样去来爱神。
And the first thing he mentions is a pure heart.
所以他第一件他讲到的事情就是一颗清洁的心。
I have people many times say this regarding somebody who did something that wasn't very good.
我经常听到有人提到。说别人曾经做了一件不好的事情。
They say, "Oh, I can't understand why he did this."
而且会说，哦，我不能理解他为什么这样做。
Because he had such a good heart.
因为他应该有一颗很好的心的。
But that's not what the Bible says.
但不是圣经不是这样说的。
The Bible takes pictures of our heart.
这圣经就照到我们的心。
And it's a picture that you don't want to see.
实际上。如果这是一个照片的话，你自己不想去看的。
Because the scripture describes and pictures the human heart as something very, very bad.
因为圣经的描述人心是非常丑陋、非常险恶的。
And it started right in the very beginning.
而且从一开始我们就看到了。
After man was created.
当人被创造之后。
Very soon it says.The Lord saw the wickedness of men on the earth.
不久之后，神耶和华神就看见人在地上的罪恶非常大。
He saw that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually.
他就看见人心的丑恶一直在那里持续。
The Scripture tells us that the human heart is.Deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
圣经也说到人心比万物都诡诈。
Jesus said from the human heart comes all of the evil things.
耶稣也说从我们的心的内处生出很多恶来。
In Mark 7 he says evil thoughts.
有一些恶念。
Sexual immorality,
苟合
theft,
偷盗
murder,
凶杀
adultery,
奸淫
greed,
贪婪
malice,
邪恶
deceit,
诡诈
lewdness,
淫荡
envy,
嫉妒
slander,
旁读
arrogant,
骄傲
and folly,
狂妄
All these come from the inside.And make a man unclean.
而这一切的恶都是从里面出来的，污秽了人。
That's not a pretty picture, is it?
这不是一个漂亮的图画。
But that's our heart.
但这就是我们心啊。
And that's why we say, with a heart like that, how can you love God?
所以我们就说，当我们有，如果我们的心是这样的，我们怎么可能去爱神呢？
We're surrounded by evil.
我们被各种的罪恶所包围着。
We were invited one time to spend Saturday night with a family before we had church services the next day.
有一个的星期六晚上，我们被邀请去一个人家一起去吃饭， 在这个主日之前。
And they asked us to spend the night with them.
他们就邀请我们跟他们过在他们那里过夜。
Turned on the television set.
然后就打开电视。
And they turned on to some programs. I was shocked.
然后他们就打开了一些这个打开电视节目的时候，我真的是非常的震惊。
The stuff that comes out from television into our living rooms is awful.
这个从这个电视机进入我们这个客房的这个电视节目啊，这个内容是非常的糟糕。
And what is even worse is what we see on the internet.
我们在互联网上看到的东西更加的糟糕。
And people can do that quietly, secretly on their own.
那现在人可以悄悄的、独自的做这件事情。
Get it on their iPhones.
也许在我们的手机上。
Get it on their iPads.
在我们的平板电脑上。
Pornography is so prevalent.
这个色情这些图片现在是非常的泛滥。
And that's not just something that non-Christians do. That is something that has also invaded the church.
而且这也不只是非基督徒这样子做。这个现象也已经侵入了教会。
And even in a group of this size,
就是像在我们这样的一个人群当中，
there are some that are struggling with that.
也会有一些人在这件事上有挣扎。
It's like a drug.
就像一个毒品。
You can't get away from it.
你没办法摆脱。
And it's not just people in a congregation.
而且也不只是在会众当中的
弟兄姐妹。It has invaded the pulpit. Pastors are struggling with that.
也已经侵入到很多牧师的生命当中，他们也为此而挣扎。
I read some statistics of how many pastors have been gripped by this hold of pornography on their lives.
我读到一些统计数据，讲到一些这些牧师，他们怎么样在他们的生命中因着看这个色情的内容而挣扎。
And all of us can be taken captive of that.
而我们这些所有的人都有可能被这个所抓住。
Unless we are prepared for it.
除非我们做好了准备。
You know, there's a great verse in Job chapter 31.
你知道在约伯记里有一句经文。
And that is a verse that has helped me greatly.
这一句经文也帮过我很多。
Here Job says in Job 31 verse 1, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl.
我与眼睛立约，怎能恋恋瞻望处女呢？
And I constantly go back to that verse.
所以我常常地回到这句经文。
When I'm invaded by some of these things that quickly pop up on your computer or on your iPad or iPhone.
所以在我的电脑、手机上出现这些图画的时候，
I quickly remind myself this is what I need to do.
我就会回到这句经文，提醒自己说，这才是我应该要做的。
And I said, Lord, I've made a covenant with you with my eyes.
所以跟神说，主啊，我跟你立了个约。也跟我的眼睛立了个约。
And I need to protect myself from that.
我需要保护我自己。
And brothers, if you have been caught in that kind of a grip, there is freedom that you can have from it.
所以弟兄们，如果我们陷于其中的话，我们是可以得到自由的。
And ladies, there are many ladies that are equally also affected by this tremendous temptation.
女士们，你们当中也有很多有同样面临着同样的诱惑。
But all these come from the human heart.
但这一切都是从我们的心里开始的。
And with that kind of a heart, I cannot come into the presence of God and love Him.
而当我们有这样的心的时候，我们是不可能来到神的面前的。
That's why the Bible says you got to come with a pure heart.
这就为什么神说我们必须先要有一颗清洁的心。
Is your heart pure before God?
你的心在神面前清洁吗？
I'll tell you how it can become pure.
我来告诉你们怎么样我们有一颗清洁的心。
Great verse in 1 John 1:9.
在约翰一书一章九节。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This is one of the greatest promises that we have in the Bible.
这是圣经里最伟大的应许之一。
God says, whatever you have done,
神说你不管做过什么，
wherever you have fallen,
不管你在哪里跌倒过，
if you come in confession of your sin,
如果你来到神面前认自己的罪，
and repent of that sin,
而且悔改，
I'm willing to wipe your slate clean.
神愿意洗净我们一切的罪。
And that will give you freedom.
这个会给我们自由。
Pure heart.
清洁的心。
You know, in the Old Testament, we have God's promise that He will give us a new heart.
你知道，在旧约里，神也给过我们这样的应许，他要给我们一颗新心。
He will take away that heart of flesh and stone.
他要拿去我们的石心。
And he will cleanse us from all idols.
他会破除我们一切的偶像。
And that we then have a new heart.
那我们就可以有一颗新的心。
You know, David was a king.
你知道大卫他是一个王。
A wonderful king.
而且是一个很了不起的王。
And God praised David.
神曾经赞扬过大卫。
And even the Son of God was born out of the roots of David.
甚至神子，神的儿子是他的这个家谱里面是从大卫王传下来的。
David sinned.
但是大卫也犯罪的。
There's none of us sitting here that says, I am immune from sin.
我们这里没有一个人可以说，对于罪，我是免疫的。
David confessed his sin.
那大卫就认罪了。
And Psalm 51 is a psalm we need to revisit again and again.
那诗篇五十一篇就是一篇我们要反复来读的诗篇。
And in verse 10, David says, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
诗篇五十一篇十节，大卫就向神呼求说，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面的从心有正直的灵。
And see, God accepted that prayer.
那神就听了这个祷告。
And David was cleansed.
大卫就被的罪就被洗净
了。There were consequences to his sin.
当然他犯罪是有后果的。
But he now stood before God clean.
但是他现在可以干净地站在神的面前。
You know, if we ever going to be of a service to God, if we ever want to minister for him,We've got to start making sure our hearts are pure.
所以我们如果要服侍神，我们决心要服侍神，要在他面前能够站立得住，我们一定要从一颗清洁的心开始。
I cannot ever serve God with a dirty heart.
我永远不能带着一颗肮脏的心来服侍神。
God rejects that.
神会拒绝的。
And even if we think we're doing good services in the church but have a dirty heart,God will not accept it.
哪怕我们在教会里面好像在做很好的服事，但我们心是肮脏的时候，神会拒绝的。
So Paul writes to Timothy, says that's what you need to teach.
所以保罗在这里给提摩太写这个书信，就首先提到这一点。
But he doesn't just stop with a heart.
但是他不只是讲到这个心。
The next thing he talks about is conscience.
他下一个是讲到良心。
A good conscience.
一个无愧的良心。
What is a conscience?
什么是良心啊？
It's like a thermostat that God has built into your heart.
就好像神在我们心里面装的一个温度计。
It measures your temperature.
就来衡量你心的温度。
Your spiritual temperature.
你属灵的温度。
It shows you whether, like a GPS, whether you have gotten off the path or or wait, that you're going wrong.
或者就像 GPS 一样，就看着说你是不是走错路了。
Everyone has a conscience.
我们每个人都有良心的。
And the book of Romans tells us that even people who have never heard the gospel.
这个罗马书你讲到那些哪怕就是没有从来没有听过福音的人。
God has put a conscience into them.
神也把一颗良心放在他里面。
And they know what is right and what is wrong because of the conscience that God has placed within them.
而因着这个神给他们这个良心，他们多少也知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
And we also read that God has written His laws on their hearts.
我们也看到说神把他的律法写在我们心上。
So they know what it is.
所以我们知道，我们都知道一些的。
But a conscience is that which, if it's not a good conscience, it is a conscience that constantly bothers us.
但如果不是一个无愧的良心。这个良心却在那反而反复的会谴责我们自己。
We will not have rest.
我们就不会有平安。
If there's something that's unconfessed, our conscience will always remind us.
如果有一些罪我们从来没有认过的话，我们的良心会不断的提醒我们的。
Because unless that conscience is reset, it will always indicate our present state.
所以，除非这个良心啊，它是在一个。重新开始的位置，我们心里面永远不会有这个平安。
And God does not forget.
而且神不会忘记这件事。
He remembers.
他会记得的。
Let me share a personal experience.
我来给大家分享一个自己亲身的经历。
Maybe after I shared that with you, you say, "Oh, we didn't know you were like that."
也许我分享完之后，你会说，哦，我不知道你原来是这样的。
This happened about 20 years ago.
这是大概
or more than that, about 30 or 40 years ago.
大概三四十年前发生的一件事。
I was on a plane flying back to some city on the East Coast.
当时我是在坐飞机去东岸。
And I'd been invited to speak at a missionary conference.
我当时被邀请去一个宣道特会去讲道。
And I was there for a whole week.
我在那里有整整一星期。
I was excited.
我当时是非常的激动。
Because I enjoy opportunities like that.
因为我很高兴有这样的机会。
And while I was sitting on the plane, all of a sudden, God brought something into my mind.
那在我坐在飞机上的时候，突然间神给了我这样一个念头。
And He reminded me of something that happened 20 years earlier.
他提醒了我二十年前，在那之前二十年前的发生的一件事情。
I had been in seminary.
当时我是在神学院里。
And I was writing a very important paper.
我当时在写一篇很重要的论文。
And the professor had said, when you write this paper, I want you to just use the biblical text and nothing else.
当时我的教授也叮嘱过我说，你写这篇论文的时候，就是用圣经里的经文，而不是其他的东西。
But I was in a hurry.
但当时我在赶作业。
And I said, well, that I can use some good commentary.
他说我可以用一些好的释经书啊。
I can use something else.
也可以用一些别的参考。
And this really helped me because I was busy.
因为我当时很忙嘛，所以用得要靠这些来帮
忙。You can always find excuses for doing something wrong.
你知道，你做想做错时候，你总是能找到借口的。
So, I cheated.
所以我等于是作弊了。
Handed my paper in.
我就把我的论文交上去了。
I got it back at a good grade.
回来的时候得到一个很好的分数。
At the time, I felt a little bit uneasy because I knew it wasn't right.
当时我也知道这样不对，所以心里略有不安。
But I forgot it.
但是后来我就忘了。
20 years later.
但是二十年后。
I'm on this plane.
我在这个飞机上。
And God reminds me and says, "You remember that paper you wrote where you cheated?"
神突然提醒我说，还记得二十年前那次作弊吗
？I said, "Lord."
我说主啊。
I know it was wrong. Please forgive me.
我知道我错了，请你原谅我。
Lord says doesn't come that easy.
但是主说 没有这么简单。
You've got to make it right with the person that you have offended by it.
你必须要对这个你曾经冒犯的人，你要向他来道歉。
You've got to tell that professor what you did.
你得告诉这个教授你当时做了什么。
But Lord, I don't even know where he lives.
但是主啊，我都不晓得现在住在哪里。
I can't do that.
我做不到啊。
God says you need to make it right.
但是神说你必须要把这件事给纠正了。
I didn't know what to do.
所以我也不知道该怎么办。
So finally, I said, Lord, if I find that professor and his address or phone number, I'll make it right.
我就说神啊，如果我能找到这个教授的地址啊、电话啊，我会把这件事情给纠正的。
But he was already old at that time, so he's probably dead.
但他那时候可能已经很老了，说不定都已经过世了。
So I was invited to the home of the pastor.
所以当时我就去了那里，被邀请到一个牧师的家里。
And had about an hour before we had to go to the church where we started our meeting.
所以那是在去这个教会之前的大概一个小时。
And I was sitting there in his cutting in his lobby.
所以我就坐在他的客厅里面。
And he had some magazines on the table.
那桌上有一些杂志。
So I picked up one of the magazines and started just looking through it.
所以我就开始随意的在翻看这些杂志。
Guess what I found?
猜我看到了什么？
I found the name of that professor and his address.
然后我就看见了那位教授的名字和他的地址。
Now I had made a promise to the Lord.
你知道我已经答应神的。
But I already thought that he was dead.
但我以为他已经死了的。
Now Lord, why do you bring this man's name to my attention?
但是主啊，你为什么把这个人又带到我的这个视野当中？
I had to write him a letter.
我必须要给他写封信了。
You know, I wrote that letter.
所以后来我真的写了这封信。
And the minute I posted that letter, it seemed like I was free.
但是就是我寄出那封信的一刹那，我的心就解放了。
My conscience was clear.
我的良心被清洁了。
I had made things right.
我已经纠正了这个事情。
Now this professor was a very godly man.
那这位教授是一个非常属神的人。
He wrote back to me.
他就回信了。
And he said, this is not the only letter I have gotten like that.
他说这不是唯一，我唯一收到过这样的信。
He said,I'm sure that God has forgiven you.
我相信神已经原谅你了。
And of course, I will forgive you too.
那我也会宽恕你。
But go sin no more.
但是不要再犯罪了。
But you know, I was set free.
但你知道那时候我就很释放了。
And a clear conscience, a good conscience,
当时就有了
something very, very precious.
所以这个无愧的良心是非常非常宝贵的。
I did not have to keep any secrets.
我不需要再隐瞒，不需要再有什么秘密。
Are there some of you that are keeping secrets?
你们中间有没有人有些什么秘密呢？
You hope nobody will ever find out.
而且希望没有人能够发现的。
God knows about it already. You can't keep it secret from him.
但是你不能在神面前有什么秘密。
But God knows us and he knows our weaknesses.
所以神他是知道我们的，也知道我们的软弱。
And God deeply, deeply loves us.
而且神是深深地爱着我们。
And if you confess your sin, you not only clear your conscience, but you can stand before God with clean hands and a pure heart.
如果你认自己的罪，神就会给你一颗无愧的良心，你可以干干净净地来到他的面前。
So the goal of this command is love. It begins with love.
所以这个命令它就是讲的爱，是从爱开始。
And it says that love comes from a pure heart.
所以讲到这个爱是从清洁的心。
And it comes from a good, clear conscience.
也是从一个无愧的良心生出来的。
And there's one more.
但还有一点。
And it says, and a sincere faith.
还有一个就是一个无伪的信心。
When it talks about faith, it talks about several things.
当我们讲到信心的时候会讲到几个方面的
Faith obviously is what do I believe?
信心首先我们就说是我相信什么
What's the content of my faith?
我信心的内容是什么
And the content of my faith can be summarized in two words
而这个我信心的内容可以总结成两个词
Jesus Christ
耶稣基督
He is the beginning and the ending of everything
他是一切的 起始和终结
And my faith rests solely on him
而我的信心完全是建立在耶稣基督上
Not what I have done but what he has done
不是我曾经做过什么而是他曾经做了什么
When you become a Christian
当你成为一个基督徒
It is when you recognize that Jesus has a personal love for you.
就是当你认识到耶稣也爱着你个人。
And that he loved you so much that he died for your sin on the cross.
他爱你到一种程度，他为你的罪在十字架上死了。
Because it was your sin that nailed him to the cross.
因为是你的罪把他钉上了十字架。
And that he was buried, and that he rose again 3 days later.
而他被埋葬，而三天之后复活了。
And that he is a living God.
而他是一位活着的神。
That's our faith. That's the good news.
这是我们的信心，这是大好的消息。
But there's another element to faith.
但是还有信心，还有一个元素。
And that additional element is, do we actually Live what we believe.
那这个元素就是说，我们是不是因着我们的信，把这个信心给活出来
？We claim we are Christians.
我们宣告说我们是基督徒。
Because we know what we have done in receiving Christ.
因为我们知道我们已经接受了耶稣。
But do we live like Christians?
但是我们真的活得像一位基督徒吗？
And you know, and if we ever going to minister to other people, we've got to demonstrate that we not only talk our faith, but live our faith.
如果我们真的要服侍其他人的话，我们不只是要讲我们的信心、信仰，我们更是要活出我们的信仰。
When do you become a Christian?
你什么时候成为基督徒的？
You know what many people tell me?
你知道很多人是怎么告诉我的吗？
When I ask him that question, they say, I was baptized on such and such a day.
当我这样问他的时候，他们常常回答说，我是某年某月某日在什么地方受洗的。
Is that when you became a Christian?
我问那是，你是那个时候成为基督徒的吗？
No.
不是。
You were baptized because you had made a commitment to Christ.
你受洗是因为你已经向基督委身了。
It's not something that we do, something that he has done that changes your life.
不是我们做了什么，而是耶稣基督做了什么来改变了我们的生命。
And when Christ has changed our life, then at that moment, he has given us eternal life.
当基督改变了我们的生命的那一刹那，他也给了我们永生。
And I'm baptized in obedience to that faith.
而我受洗是要顺服这一个信心。
Now, why does Paul talk about faith?
那为什么保罗在这里又谈到信心呢？
In this first chapter, there are 4 mentions of faith.
因为在这个第一章里面，他就四处提到信心。
And then, if you go through the rest of that book, you find again faith mentioned.
然后你要是读整卷这个书，你会看到信心不断的被提到。
And he mentions several things that can happen to our faith.
他也讲到我们信心可以经历过好几件事情。
It talks about wandering away from our faith.
也包括我们偏离了我们的信心。
Look at verse 6.
看看这个第一章的第六节。
Some have wandered away from these and turned to meaningless talk.
有人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话。
Wandered away from the faith.
偏离了这些信心。
Look down at verse 19.
然后看到第十九节。
It says, holding unto faith and a good conscience, some have rejected these, and so have shipwrecked their faith.
这里说到长存信心和无愧的良心，但有些人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。
They shipwrecked, they've rejected the faith.
他们就好像这个信心的船已经被毁坏了。
Can you walk away from faith?
你能走偏？你会走偏？从信心你走偏吗？
Of course you can, because otherwise this would not be written here.
你会的，我们每个人都可能偏离的，不然这里不会有这样一句经文。
When my wife was a teenager, she was attending a large church in Toronto.
当我太太年轻的时候，她是在多伦多去一间很大的教会。
They had a very, very well-known pastor.
有一个非常有名的牧师。
His name was Chuck Templeton.
他的名字叫做 Chuck Templeton.
At one time, he was hailed as the greatest evangelist of North America.
曾经一度是被称作是北美最伟大的一个布道家。
When he was invited to speak somewhere, he would ask sometimes his friend Billy Graham to substitute for him in his church.
所以有的时候，当他出去讲道的时候，会请他的好朋友 Billy Graham, 就是格里汉，去他那里讲道。
And later they would travel together in Europe and other different places.
而且他们常常会去欧洲，去很多其他地方一起的去旅行布道。
He and his wife would sing together.
他和他的太太常常也在一起。
They would sing together.
经常一起歌唱。
They had beautiful voices.
非常美丽的声音。
And he could preach a sermon like you've never heard anyone else.
他讲道也是非常的出色。
It was so good.
从来没有听到过这么好的讲道。
Hundreds of young people as a result of this man's ministry went to the mission field.
成千上百的年轻人因着听着他的讲道去到了宣教的工厂。
One Sunday morning, my wife went to church.
一个星期天的早上，我和我太太去教会。
She went to church.
Sorry. Alice, 有天you haven't met her yet, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Alice 有一天早上去主日崇拜。
She was still young.
她在那时候她还年轻，对。
And the pastor came up on the pulpit.
然后这个牧师就来到讲台上。
He did not preach.
他没有讲道。
He said, "I have to make an announcement."
他说我有一个报告。
I no longer believe in anything that I have ever preached.
我不再相信我曾经讲过的所有的道。
You can imagine what happened to the congregation.
你可以想象到当时会众的反应吗？
Their pastor says, "I no longer believe anything that I have taught you."
他们的牧师说，我再也不相信我所告诉你们过的一切。
And the pastor walked off the platform and out of the church.
然后这位牧师就走下讲台，走出教会。
Wandered away from the faith.
偏离了他的信仰。
If it can happen to somebody like that.Do you think it can happen to others?
如果能够发生在这样一个牧师身上，你觉得是不是也会发生在其他人身上？
You know, we have an awesome enemy.
我们有一个很厉害的敌人。
And he's constantly like a lion on the prowl, seeking to keep people and pull people away from God.
他就像那个行走的这个狮子，随时的要把我们从神那里抢夺去。
Later on, this man, this pastor, wrote a book.
后来这个 Templeton 他写了本书。
I have it in my library.
我的图书馆里有这一本。
Do you know what the title is?
你们知道这个书的题目是什么吗？
Farewell to God.
告别上帝。
Bye bye, God.
跟上帝说再见，或者说不见了。
Wandering away from the faith,
偏离了信心
rejecting the faith,
拒绝了我们的信仰
and as a result, shipwrecking your life.
最后就是我们整个生命整个生活就像那破了的船一样。
Now what we need to do then is to hold on to our faith.
所以我们要做的就是坚守我们的信心。
And that can only come as the word of God becomes something so important in our lives that we dare not lose it.
那只有当我们紧紧地抓住神的话语，我们才知道说我们不敢丢掉这个信心。
Remember the first session I gave you a measuring stick?
还记得第一堂我给了你们一些衡量的尺码吗？
What was the first one? You remember that one?
还记得第一条是什么？
Holding God's word.
紧抓神的话语。
We always come back to that, don't we?
我们总是回到圣经，不是吗？
Holding on to God's word.
紧抓住神的话语。
Because that is the only way that our faith will stay strong.
因为这是唯一使我们的信仰我们的信心能够坚固的方法。
That is what builds up our faith.
这也是能使我们的信心能够建立起来的方法。
That protects us from false teaching.
也保护我们不再被这个错误的教导所带走。
That is which makes us strong.
这个是使我们坚固的地方。
Paul writes this to Timothy.
所以保罗是给提摩太写了这封书信。
And what wonderful instruction that is.
这也是非常非常好的诫令。
And it is something that God has to do also for us as we want to serve Him and minister.
那么当我们现在要去服侍他的时候，这也是神给我们很好的诫命。
Our ministry has to be grounded in our love for God.
我们的侍奉一定是要建立在我们对神的爱的基础上。
And it reaches out to other people around us.
然后才能够把这个信仰，把这个信爱带给我们周围的人。
We need to be lovers of people.
我们必须要爱我们周围的人。
I remember speaking at a conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
我记得我在 Tennessee 的一个特会里。
And a young man came to me after that missions conference.
在那个宣道特会之后，这个有一个年轻人来找我。
And he said to me, God's called me to be a missionary in Africa.
他就对我说，神呼召我去非洲做宣教士。
I said, that's exciting, wonderful.
我说这太棒了。
And then I said to him, you know, there are a lot of black people here.
然后我跟他说
in Tennessee.
在田纳西这个地方也有很多黑人呢。
I said, you know, this is where you can get started.
你可以从这里开始，去非洲之前你可以在这里。
And he said, no, I want to go to Africa. I hate the black people here.
他说 no, 我不会去非洲，我就要去非洲，我很不喜欢这里的黑人。
Well, I realized I didn't have much time. I said to him, have you talked to your pastor?
所以我就觉得说，就问他了，你有没有跟你的牧师谈这件事呢？
He said, yes, I have.
他说是的，我有谈过。
I said, what did he tell you?
那你的牧师告诉你什么呢？
He said, my pastor told me that I wasn't ready yet.
我的牧师告诉我说我还没有准备好。
Good answer.
回答得好。
Love for others.
爱周围的人。
But we can't do this unless our own hearts are pure.
但我们不能爱其他的人，如果我们的心不是清洁。
Unless we have a clear conscience.
除非我们有一个无愧的良心。
You know, I was talking about people dying. I was at the bedside of another dear friend a few years ago who died.
那之前我提到我目送一个朋友过世，那几年前也有这样一件事情发生。
He was also a Christian.
也是一位基督徒。
And before he died, I asked him this question.
那在他去世之前，我问了他一个问题。
I said, "Are you ready to go?"
我说你准备好走了吗
？He said, "Yes."
他说是的。
Then he added this.
然后他添加了一句
，"I'm at peace with God."
他说我在神里有平安。
And I am at peace with all men.
我也与其他的人有平安。
I thought that was wonderful.
我觉得那个非常非常的美好。
There were no unresolved conflicts.
因为他没有渗流任何没有解决的矛盾。
There were no things where he had offended people and had not made it right.
他如果曾经以前冒犯过别人，他也都已经纠正过了。
It was all peace.
一切都是平安。
He had a good conscience.
他当时就有一个无愧的良心。
And then we need a transparent faith.
然后我们还要有一个无伪的信心。
Where we don't put on a show for others on one side, and yet in private we're something else.
我们不是在外表给别人表现出一面，但是在私下又却是另外一个样子。
If we have these qualities and exercise ourselves in them, then we can be used by God in His service.
如果我们有这些特质，而且反复的操练的话，我们就可以被神来使用。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have an amazing love for us.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为你对我们有一个奇妙的爱。
We don't deserve it.
我们并不配。
And yet you love us.
但你还是爱了我们。
And Lord, we want to commit ourselves even tonight to love you more.
主啊，今晚我们就委身我们自己，更深的、更多的来爱你。
We want to love you with a pure heart.
我们要用一颗清洁的心来爱你。
A good conscience.
一个无愧的良心来爱你。
And a faith that is sincere.
一个无伪的信心来爱你。
Lord, there's so much work that you need to do in our hearts.
主啊，在我们心中你有这么多的工要做。
And tonight we give freedom and permission to the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts whatever he wants to do.
今晚我们就给圣灵这个自由，他想要做什么，就在我们心里做什么。
And Lord, help us as we seek to cooperate with you.
主啊，来帮助我们，使我们与你同工。
And we pray, Lord, that as a result, you will not only strengthen us and bless us, but help us to be a blessing to others.
主啊，通过这一切，你不仅祝福我们，也坚固我们，而且使得我们也成为他人的祝福。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.